You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner takes us back to the mid-18th century and the spread of religious fervor.
Among the greatest theologians of America, and perhaps its most dynamic, was Jonathan Edwards. A devout Calvinist, Edwards was also involved in the metaphysics of theological determinism, the belief that all things are ordained by God. Edwards is perhaps most famous for his sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, which was widely disseminated in the American colonies. That sermon has personified the movement known as the Great Awakening, a huge religious revival in America. Edwards stated that, "There is nothing that keeps wicked men at any time out of hell but the mere pleasure of God." Born in Connecticut in 1703, Jonathan appeared to be something of a prodigy. He was the only boy in a family of 11 children, and he was doted on by both his parents and his sisters. He wrote his first religious tract about the immateriality of the soul at age 10. He entered Yale in 1716 at the age of 13, where he focused on the works of John Locke. In 1720, he graduated as valedictorian, and 7 years later, he was ordained a minister. Edwards focused his ministry and writing on defining man's place in the universe. He firmly believed that everyone received the grace from God, but it would be denied if a person did not move toward holiness. In other words, God might deny grace without warning. Edwards preached that everyone should get right with God or risk going to hell. He was a tremendously dynamic speaker and a great showman. He was so intense that women swooned, and people sometimes fell out of their pews and jerked on the floor as if in a seizure. He also made a practice of carrying flint and sulfur in his pockets, and, at the height of his preaching, he sometimes rubbed them together behind his back. People who listened to him wrote that they saw sparks and they smelled brimstone when he preached about hell. They believed that he had taken them to the brink of hell to save them. The actions of some of the more ardent of his followers, which included speaking in tongues and what was called the bodily effects of the presence of the Holy Spirit, took him into conflict with his contemporaries, John and Charles Wesley. Edwards became the most prominent minister during the Great Awakening, thanks to the wide distribution of his sermons and discourses. Congregationalist ministers attacked Edwards over his theatrics and the seemingly uncontrolled emotions of those listening to him. He defined his actions and replied that he was perfectly fine to use terror in preaching, even to young children, if it was to win them from the devil. He firmly believed in science as an outgrowth of the understanding of God and saw no problem between science and religion. He was a fan of Isaac Newton. In 1748, Edwards became embroiled in a controversy about what made you a member of a church, baptism or adherence to sacraments. He favored baptism. This almost destroyed his ministry. He fell out of favor and was considered to be out of touch with a new wave of church membership. In 1757, Edwards became the president of the College of New Jersey, today's Princeton. The following year, he was inoculated against smallpox, which had broken out in the area, and died from complications from the vaccination. His ministry is still remembered. Yale named its first residential college in his honor. The Evangelical Lutherans remember him as a teacher and missionary on March 22nd, the date of his death. Edwards is seen today as almost single-handedly creating the religious revival that swept America and spread back to Scotland and England in the mid-18th century. His stern view of man's relationship with God shaped American religion and resonates even today. Jonathan Edwards is proof that a brilliant mind and a zeal for truth can change a culture and that religious history matters.